WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, it's 803.
I saw the article yesterday, and I saw the headline, and I had just turned on the radio at that point when Sterling was like, yeah, it's damn close to a sellout.
Yeah.
And then the article in the paper is like, Sterling flat out lied about what he saw at Yankee Stadium.
John Sterling, Yankees announcer. He stretched the truth just a little bit.
He's a lying prick.
Oh, Murph.
That's a fact.
Hey, Murph. It's a fact.
He's a lying prick.
He's a big, fat liar.
Maybe it's because he's the Yankees announcer. You're being a little harsh on him.
I've never lied.
You know he's 77.
Never?
Never. Look in my eyes.
They're bloodshot.
What?
You want to hang out to talk about it a little bit, Murph?
Talk about who? Where am I?
Bob Murphy, the X-Men's voice of summer next on BAB. Was 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 808. Saturday, sunny and 60 today.
Saturday, I'm driving in the car, I throw on the Yankee game real quick, and just as I turn on the Yankee game, John Sterling is talking about how it's damn close to a sellout, and is, you know, it's packed house, and I'm like, the weather kind of sucks. I'm like, really? Mm.
And well, it was Yankees Red Sox, right?
Well, I even mentioned it to Brett yesterday. He was like, well, you know, it's a Yankees Red Sox game. And then I'm doing some show prep, and I come across this article that says from guy Phil Mushnick from The Post.
Yeah.
And he writes, John Sterling flat out lied about what he saw at Yankee Stadium. Huh. And he goes, Saturday, stuck in the car with John Sterling. We've all been there. During the third inning of Red Sox-Yankees, he began to marvel at how Yankee Stadium is packed with fans. Really? I said to myself. Even for Boston, since new Yankee Stadium opened as a greed palace, packed houses have been rare, as in extinct. Was Sterling a career shill, just trying to fool those who couldn't know or see better? Sterling was insistent, quote, close to a sellout. You look around here at the five decks, they're filled with people. So Mushnick writes, big story, worth confirming. So I checked the DVR of the third inning. Figured apparently Sterling didn't bother to look slightly down just in front of him, where hundreds of seats, the best seats in the house, along both baselines, behind every and behind home plate were empty again. Even up close, but expensive outfield seats showed large clusters of empty. And the one thing I'll say about...
I wonder what the attendance was for that day, too. That would be a telling number, you know?
Well, the one thing I'll say is about those legend seats, those really great seats that are right there. They give you... Those seats give you access to called the Legends Club, which is basically a gigantic catering hall that just gives you more food. I mean, I sat there one time. They actually fried me my own chicken cutlets right in front of my face.
Right.
So the people are in there. They're at the stadium.
Maybe watch the Yankee game.
They're at the stadium. Yeah. They're not in the seats. Right, and then the article goes on to say,
"What does he say?
There are two kinds of homers. Bob Murphy was a homer. When the Mets won, he would advise to stay tuned for the happy recap.
You're goddamn right, I did.
But he never told us lies. He said
it's what the people want. GP.
Yeah, what do they want? The truth.
They want the truth. They want honesty." And they want me.
And what's
Hi, everybody. Bob Murphy here, broadcasting to you from the College Hunks, hauling junks and stuff, Shea Stadium Lounge.
No, you're not.
That's where we are.
Yeah. All right.
I don't lie.
No.
You're drinking
by the way, did I ever tell you the time I beat Daryl Strawberry in a home run contest?
No, that sounds absurd.
It was before a hot July game against the Expos in 1985.
Uh-huh.
You know, I remember it was so hot. It snowed earlier in the morning.
No, it didn't.
And they just cleared the snow away. It melted. And, by the snow, I mean we did coke off Madonna's ass with Doc Gooden.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you remember that story or not.
No,
I don't. It was a true story.
But it's the truth.
And then Doc and I had a tobacco spitting contest with Lenny Dykstra.
Oh.
Also with Madonna.
Uh-huh.
And we spit it right in her mammoth melons.
Is that what you
and
did?
And by the way, I won.
I won
the damn game.
Did you?
Final score, 9-5.
Yeah.
See, Murph never lies. Here's a happy recap. A big boner in my pants. What a great day this was in Mets history.
Well, Murph, the X-Men.
Here's Ralph Kiner.
Voice of, Ralph, another buddy of yours from the past.
One time I had to revive Fran Healy.
Oh, did you?
You'll like this.
That mother effer was passed out.
Murph, you'll like this. The article then goes on to say, Sterling is a dishonest shill.
It's true.
Saturday, he told us, reported, he saw something we all by now would know to be unusual. He asked us to see what wasn't there again and again. And the Yankees, for over 25 years, have presented Sterling as the perfect guy for them and for us.
Well, there you go.
Well, good for him and that lying prick.
Yeah.
Murph would never do that.
And that skank organization, New York Yankees.
Well, Murph, you're a little loose with your words this morning. Obviously, hitting the sauce early.
And always hitting some Jamison, some Ryan Golds.
Yeah, it's good to have you here, though.
From the Shea Stadium hugs to college BAB booth here in Port Washington.
Thank you for coming down from
high atop the mountains
and visiting us,
yeah, of Port Washington,
yeah, all right,
overlooking,
yeah,
the Mississippi River.
Thank you, Bob Murphy, for being here. It's good to have you here.
We'll see you today the ball game.
Okay.
Don't forget the Kansas City A's, first 18 people in attendance, get a smack in the face from me. Bob Murphy, have a great day.
Thank you, Bob. And now here's Ted.
Your VAB security guard.
By the way, Ted.
Yes, Murph.
Never mind. Gotcha.
Got me good, man. Your VAB security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Long Island traffic right now on the Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway northbound. We had an earlier accident making your way into Broadway at exit 8.